there's a beautiful method for bringing about one, the many methods, but this is a beautiful method for bringing about antikarma shuddhi, certain deep peace of mind. And it's called pratipakshabhavana. I've talked about it before, but I want to add a certain dimension to it today. So I'll just let your body relax. And as your body relaxes, let yourself feel some gratitude for having this body and for all that the body does for you. 24/7, it's always at your service, always doing its best. Always trying to keep things in balance, to keep itself healthy, all in service of you. So let yourself just really thank, actually verbally to yourself, thank the body and let it receive that thanks. And let the body continue to relax in that environment of feeling loved and appreciated. Body continues to relax. Turn your attention to the mind and let it also relax. Don't try to control it at all. Just thank it for being there. What an incredible gift to have a mind. How much the mind does for you, how much it has to juggle. Let the mind relax in the atmosphere of being appreciated. And just spend a moment asking your mind, is there anything that's on your mind that you need to do, or that you're worried that I'll forget? Are there any concerns? Just ask your mind and let it tell you what it's thinking about. Thank you. Can I just address the unconscious for a moment and ask it, is there anyone inside that has anything that they want to tell me? And let those inner parts speak to you for a little while. And continue to relax your body. Now think of the people in your immediate environment, the people that are close to you, people that you have a relationship with. And as you scan through those people one at a time, pick out a person in the present or the past that you now in the present are having a difficult relationship with. A person who you have a painful relationship with. And just spend a moment thinking about that relationship and feeling, letting yourself feel the discomfort or the pain that that relationship is causing you. Of course, the relationship to start with is just a dyad. It's you and the other person And just ask yourself now, you, the adult you, not the child you, just the adult you. What is it about that person that is upsetting you? What is it that they do, or how do they behave, or what have they said, or what has happened that has caused that person to hurt you or make you angry in this way? Ask the adult self to tell you exactly what that is, what has happened. So give a voice to that one, to you. Ask the child inside how he or she feels about this person, and in what way the child has been hurt or upset. Now ask the child, to imagine how that person could be if that person were to act like this. I would feel better. What would it take? Imagine that person acting towards you, the child, in a way that would actually make me feel better. See if you can imagine that. It's an imagination, you're making it up. But see if you can even let yourself imagine that. It is just a little child within. Let yourself feel what you would need. Maybe that person would have to allow you some sort of space or freedom. Whatever it is, let the little child imagine herself or himself into that situation. feeling okay, feeling free of that pain, what would it take? And now ask the adult you what it would take. How could this person be or behave? In such a way that you would feel free and released of this pain. Imagine it. And feel it as you imagine it. Now, I want you to imagine, put yourself in the other person's shoes and imagine what he or she may need from you, the adult he or she. What would make that person feel better about you? What would their imagination be? What would they want? See if you can imagine what they would actually want or need from you for them to feel released from this negative relationship, from this hurtful relationship. What would they need? See if you can imagine that. So now see if you can imagine what her or his inner child would need to feel from you in order to be free. What is that person seeking from you? The inner child, what does that inner child want from you? Now let yourself just hold that complex imagination, both you and the other, your inner child, the other's inner child, the needs of both on all levels. And then offer that imagination as a prayer to Ishwara.